105.7 Light FM. We're excited about having Glenn Leonard's Temptations Review coming to town. Four Point Chateau Alain Ballroom on September 4th. For sure, sign of fall. Summer's over. We're going to start having the concerts coming back to the Chateau. And as luck would have it, I have Glenn Leonard on the phone right now. Glenn, it's so nice to meet you.
Well, we're excited about it, Dave. We love doing what we do, and we're blessed to be able to continue to do it so long.
It's an incredible history you've got with the Temptations. Let's start out just talking about the group itself, because that's the claim for fame. You were the lead singer of the Temptations for 8 long years and through 10 albums. That had to be a trip.
Yeah. It was very exciting, you know, and quite a thrill. I mean, to be a part of such a historical legacy.
Following in the footsteps of, you know, names like Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You were on 10 albums, and I know one that you really got famous for was the lead on their classic Silent Night.
Right. Turned out to be my signature song.
Tell me about it in the era that you were with the group, Glenn.
Well, it was a very, very interesting period. You might say I came right on the heels of platinum album A Song for You, and it was a transitional period for the group, even, because shortly after that we left Motown. We thought we would venture out and test our wings and see if we could fly with another company.
Uh-huh.
We left Motown, went to Atlantic, wound up going back to Motown and continued from there. But it was a very, very exciting time. I think the highlight of my whole career with the Temptations was the reunion tour. And as you mentioned before, having the opportunity to sing with guys like Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin, who when I started out in this business, these guys were like putting it down, you know. And so to be on the same stage with them is kind of like being on the same stage with your mentor, your idol.
Oh, heavens, yes. They're icons to people in our age group, aren't they?
Yeah. So I was probably as starry-eyed as some of the people.
And now you get to sing the songs that those great voices made famous. Touring and playing those classics has got to be a trip.
Yeah. It's amazing because, you know, quality music transcends time. And I'm amazed that now we even have a younger generation that's embracing that sound and that era. And I think it has to do, too, with the quality of the music, and just not just the quality of the music, but the timing of everything. You know, Motown being birthed right in that same period, and all that talent merging from the South and all over the country into one spot. You know, and I oftentimes tell people, you know, the whole surging of Motown, the Temptations, the Supremes, all of those groups, it was something really outside of just themselves. I think music has a tremendous impact on society, culture, the various events, things that are taking place in our lives and in our country. So it's an honor to be a part of it.
Oh, understood. We play the tar out of your version of Silent Night every holiday season around here. Of the 50 week a year Temptations hits, Glenn, what one gets you the biggest crowd reaction?
Well, you know, the earlier hits always get the biggest response, and you know, it's sometimes, you know, the level of success you have, particularly when it's on this level, can kind of hold you hostage. You want to move on and do new things and do other things, and the people still want those songs that remind them of those romantic periods in their life, their younger days, and all that kind of stuff. So we always have to go back to the earlier hits, the way you do the things you do. Of course, My Girl, which is a Temptations national anthem.
I was going to say, you don't play that, somebody's going to throw rotten vegetables at you.
Oh, yeah. You got to do My Girl, or they'll run you out of town.
I was thinking, that's my all-time favorite of the Tempts.
I think it's everybody's song. You know, and of course, Smokey Robinson, who was a poet laureate, I mean, he was in his prime during that period, writing all those great songs. So, and they stood the test of time.
I don't think folks realize that Smokey Robinson wrote quite a few of the songs the Temptations sang.
Oh, during the early days, Smokey had a hand in everything. He was vice president of the company. Well, he started out as a songwriter, and a singer, of course, in his group, The Miracles. Everybody loves The Miracles. But he had a hand in all of the production at that time. So it was a very, very, very powerful impact they made.
Tell me, I know, and this is inside information, that you've got some new product coming out too. Are we going to hear a sample of what you got?
It's been leaked out already, huh?
Hey, your promoter has a big mouth, Glenn.
Well, all promoters should have big mouths. If they don't have a big mouth, they're not a real promoter.
You have a point. Yeah. Do we get to hear any new Glenn Leonard?
Well, you're going to hear a taste a couple of pieces that is going to be on my new project. I don't know if it's going to be released at that point, but I'm certainly going to give the people a glimpse into it and keep them on the lookout for it.
Let's talk a little bit about Glenn Leonard, because you've got a fascinating history as well. When you left the Temptations in 83, you went into the ministry, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I went back to my roots. You know, all of us, you listen to a lot of the artists that have what they call that soulful sound. A lot of that came out of the church. When I left, I took a year off just to kind of sit back and reflect and see what I wanted to do. Wind up going back to church and got involved in the ministry. And so I spent a number of years as a pastor. I founded a church in Houston, Texas, which I later handed down to some young ministers that I trained. But, you know, when you've done something like had any measure of success, particularly in the arts, it's the people won't let you go. they won't let it go. I mean, I go into a church and do a crusade or a conference, and the first thing everybody wanted to hear was my girl. You know, of course, you do the spiritual side of things, but they'd always say, can you do just a little piece of my girl or the way you do the things you do?
You may have to come up with some faith lyrics to my girl so it all blends in. Yeah,
yeah. And one of the reasons why I got back in the industry is because one of the things on my heart is to set up a school of arts where I can help the mentor and train young artists and pass down some of the wisdom and the things that I've learned.
And you know, my understanding is that you've carried that mission out into your personal appearances when you do concerts, right?
Yeah. One of the things that I try to do is make sure that if I have the time to get out and maybe speak, talk to some of the young folks, I go into high schools. Sometimes I try to connect with some of the city officials to do something to help curb some of the activity in the streets. I've done things like anti-drug rallies, anti-gang rallies. And sometimes, you know, all it takes is for somebody that's been there, that's willing to be touchable and let the people, you know, hear from you.
Glenn, yeah. It's so nice to bump into a good person that does good music as well. And it's a true pleasure to have met you on the phone. And I really look forward to shaking your hand on the 4th of September.
Okay, Dave, we're looking forward to it as well.